I'm David Norris, and I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska. I've been living in Anchorage the past 5 years, and I'm a full-time cross-country skier. Being in Fairbanks, mountain running wasn't really a thing, but my older brother and I put in for Mount Marathon twice when we were like 12 and 13. It was kind of off my radar, and then when I was 16 or 17, I went down and camped down there and saw all the excitement around Mount Marathon. In 2015, I watched the race live on TV, and I was super impressed with all those guys, and I was definitely wondering, like, I wonder if I could keep up with them if I was racing today. When I got to race in 2016, I didn't really have any goals of like a record or even necessarily winning. I just wanted to get to the top as fast as I could. You get to the top and you're ready to sit down, but you have to start running down the mountain. And I hadn't been up to the top in like 4 weeks or something. So the snow melt had changed quite a bit. So I didn't even know necessarily how to approach coming off the top, but I just jumped on the snow and got down as fast as I could. That definitely makes your legs kind of turn to jello. So then when you hit the pavement at the bottom, I at least really struggled to run there because your legs aren't ready to like turn it over in that high speed, gradual downhill running. The mountain just pounds your legs and takes everything out of them. The road's totally lined with people. People are sticking their hands out for high fives and cheering loud enough that you can't hear yourself breathing or your feet hitting the ground, anything like that. If you ever want to feel like a hero, you can just race that. And I think whether you're in first or 50th, you know, everyone's cheering and just having a good time. There's fireworks and people are partying on the streets and there's roadside vendors, and it all adds up to be something really special.